אז אנחנו קוראים בעמוד 586
So we're moving on to Shamati, article number 75. There is a discernment of the next world and there is a discernment of this world.
Another short article, let us read it, and then in this way we'll go over all the Shamati articles at least once, and the previous article you cannot swallow at once. We'll look for supporting articles that can accompany it, and we'll understand it better. So, article 75.
Article 75, there is a discernment of the next world and there is a discernment of this world. There is a discernment of the next world and there is a discernment of this world. The next world is called faith. And this world is called attainment. It's written about the next world, they shall be satiated and delighted, meaning that there is no end to the satiation. This is so because everything that is received by faith has no limits. Conversely, what is received through attainment already has limits. Since anything that comes in the kelim of the lower one limits it. Hence, there is a limit to the discernment of this world.
And
that's how we climb up the degrees. This world, the next world. The degree of the next world becomes the degree of this world, and the next degree becomes the next world. And that's how we climb from one world to another, from this world to the next world, from this world to the next world. To the extent we purify or refine ourselves.
Again,
there's a discernment of the next world and there's a discernment of this world. There's a discernment of the next world and there's a discernment of this world. The next world is called faith. And this world is called attainment. So these are 2 degrees. I'm on a certain degree. I'm in a certain degree of attainment. And a degree that's above it, a higher degree, I can attain only in the condition that I rise to it through faith. It is written about the next world, they shall be satiated and delighted. Why sitting and feeling delighted? Because sitting is katnut, smallness. This is how I climb from one degree to another. Meaning there is no end to the satiation. This is so because everything that is received by faith has no limit. No limits because everything is in order to bestow. We don't have vessels, only the intention to bestow. Conversely, what is received through attainment already has limits, since everything that comes in vessels of the lower one, the lower one limits it. Hence, there is a limit to the discernment of this world. This is the difference between 2 worlds or 2 degrees. Each and every degree that we attain is called a world. And that's how we climb from this world to the next. From the next world that becomes this world to a higher world, which is the next world. And so on and so forth. Questions? Read it again, Gilad.
Again, Article 75, there is a discernment of the next world and there is a discernment of this world. There is a discernment of the next world and there is a discernment of this world. The next world is called faith and this world is called attainment. It's written about the next world, they shall be satiated and delighted, meaning that there is no end to the satiation. This is so because everything that is received by faith has no limits. Conversely, what is received through attainment already has limits, since anything that comes in the kelim, vessels of the lower one limits it. Hence, there is a limit to the discernment of this world.
Meaning that degree a person is in, regardless of the degree, it has a limit because a person attains it and restricts it with his vessels. That's the meaning of attainment. Whereas when he's going above reason, he did not restrict it. This means that it has no limit, that degree. And that's how he exists in the next world. The next world is the next state. And this world is what he has right now.
Beseder. Tzafon tu.
How to hasten the degrees between attainment and faith?
It's according to the attaining person.
Piti Sheva.
He
says here that you receive in faith. What kind of approach is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you receive, then it's in the kelim, not above them. So what's the next world then? How do you receive something like that?
The next world is the next degree, the degree that's coming to me according to my efforts.
And once I receive it, it becomes this world then.
Yes, and the next world is then a higher degree that I approach through the force of faith until I acquire it. And I accept it, my vessels of reception, in order to bestow. Then it's already restricted.
Piti 12.
What exactly limits the current degree if previously it was unlimited?
When I attain it, I attain it in my vessels.
So what the will to receive, what?
The will to receive that's working in order to bestow, but it has a limit, has a calculation. That's why it already restricts spirituality and receives it in a certain to a certain degree. On the one hand, it can feel, it can attain. On the other hand, what he does is it limits spirituality and it cuts from it who knows what. But we have no choice. That's how we advance until the end of correction. What we attain is always a limited quality.
So, what's spiritually, what's the use then?
The benefit is that we nevertheless acquire it in our vessels in order to bestow, and we understand that it's nevertheless not wholeness, but that's how we advance. Until the end of correction, all our vessels will truly be in order to bestow, and then there will be no difference between this world and the next.
Hadera 1.
Thank you, Rav. You just answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. I noticed that you wanted to have questions since the morning and you didn't get a chance to do it. I'm sorry.
Rav, is there a difference between discernment and attainment?
Attainment is in our vessels, our clear vessels. much as we can be in bestowal, according to the degree of bestowal, we begin to feel the influence of the Creator in us. And this is called attainment. That's how we attain the Creator, according to the degree of bestowal between us, how much He bestows to us and how much we can bestow back to Him.
Carmiel.
What's not clear is, what's the difference? If in faith above reason you can receive limitlessly, then what's the difference? This I don't understand.
No, that's a difference in the vessels, the actual vessels, meaning if I have vessels in faith above reason, meaning I mostly rise to the degree of benign, I don't limit anything. I only cancel myself or annul myself to the upper one. But by that, I don't receive anything. I don't even feel the upper one, rather only in the form of a surrounding. And when I begin to resemble the upper one with my vessels of reception, then I'm already in receiving in order to bestow. This is not the degree of Bina, but I'm already with my vessels, with my vessels in the degree of Bina, with my will to receive. Then we say that this world is rising to the next. Let's make room for women.
Vakasha, Sochi.
Да, добрый день. Скажите,
hello, Rav. What is the measure of the annulment of the mind or cancellation of the mind to feel the measure of faith?
Exactly, to the degree we can annul our desire, our knowledge, we acquire force of giving, the force of Bina, and accordingly we can absorb and we can feel the spiritual degree. And we later begin to attain it in this way. This is already the act of restriction, the screen, the coupling and striking. This is a very special action.
Hello, everyone. The question is this: how to increase the lower border? Can we fix this, correct this, or we have to accept it?
We can ask the Creator for anything. The important thing is, as it's written, make your desires His. If we're going for advancing towards bestowal, towards resembling the Creator, towards equivalence of form, you can ask for anything and receive anything.
Woman Poland.
Hello, Rav. So, with what can we measure the work of the heart? Is it with quality and the measure of the heart, or in advance we have to? Couldn't get it.
We can measure the work in the heart very precisely according to how much we overcome the heart. As much as I can turn myself to something that's above my heart. The heart wants one thing and I do the opposite. The heart wants something else, I do again the opposite of what it wants. And in this way I can measure the work in the heart.
Moscow.
Meaning faith is the most important thing.
Let's say.
Здравствуйте.
Hello. I have a request to clarify. We say that faith has no border, and the attainment always has some kind of a border. It always seems to me that attainment are my actions, and I find that they're limited. So faith is actually is a result of what? How does it arrive? Faith with no border or limit.
Faith is the force of bestowal that we try to acquire. It's the force of the Creator. It's not our own force. We try to receive it and to use it. The force of faith. Knowledge, knowing, is our desire. This is an approximation. It's not a precise thing, right? We need to always have faith above reason, meaning we use the will to receive more and more in order to bestow. Or we use the connection between us as much as we can against the force of separation. Through various actions that we take, by that we approach the Creator more and more, and we receive an illumination, and this illumination is working on us, and it brings us closer to the upper light, and it makes all the correction in us. Women, Moscow 20.
Hello, Rav. World Kli. What is the most important thing that a man must do to pass on to the next world, and how do I know that I'm going to that next world?
In order to rise to the next degree, I need to love the friends. How much? According to how much I hate them right now. So I need to invert myself and begin to love them, very simply. In the next degree, when I get to the first degree, in order to get to the second degree, I'll be shown greater hate and repulsion against the friends, and I will have to invert it and rise above it with even greater connection and love, and each time more and more.
בסדר. Mark 25, woman.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раш.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. Tell me, please, us, in order to increase, to make our vessels bigger, we pray, we work in the 10. We pray not only for the 10, but for the whole world. And in this manner, we're asking for the general connection, for love, correction. Can we, by our efforts, provide precise direction for the correction that we're asking for? Or is the creation leading us according to the thought of creation and it's not dependent on us?
The main thing is for you to ask for connection in your tens. And by feeling you connect between you, you can then pray for the whole world. That's the main thing. That's the most important part of the work. Okay, we're done with women. We'll go back to men. Woman Kiev.
Hello, Rav. Unlimited. Is it because I can't measure it, or is it really doesn't have a limit?
It's because I cannot accept it within my boundaries. This is called Ein Sof.
Woman, Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, вопрос.
Hello, Rav. Tell me, please. The next world is called the measure of faith. We're building by faith our next stage. So how to see from the current state our next state right now?
Давайте еще раз. Будущим миром
называется...
I'm repeating again.
Как тогда мы из точки...
The measure, the discernment of the next world is faith. We build with faith the next world. So how can we see the next world from our state right now?
Very simply, we are connected together in the state where we embrace one another with the hate that's between us, with all those opposite qualities, and above that, with love covers all crimes, we nevertheless embrace. This is what we have to do. By that, we acquire the next degree. There's nothing more than that. Okay.
Woman Australia.
Shalom Rav.
The question is, when a man is between 2 degrees, what awakens faith in him?
When a person is between 2 degrees, he needs to use the environment to yearn for the next degree, the higher degree, and to realize it in connection with his friends. That's it. There's nothing more than that. Either connection or death, as it's written, chavuta or mituta.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. Is this a good sign of the limit of the attainment of this world when we reach a great descent, meaning, you know, the hate and the rejection of the friends?
On that, it's written, a righteous shall fall 1,000 times, then get up. 1,000 times a righteous person should fall and come, and get up. Sorry. You cannot rise to the next degree unless you reveal hate for the friends, for the study, even toward the Creator. And you overcome it, you fall and you get up, and you fall and you get up and you overcome. Until when you do it, you're still in a state of transition. And when you overcome it in connection over everything that was revealed to you, then you can say that you've climbed to the next degree. That's how it is. Therefore, we have to get used to all these states, ascents, descents, falls. We have to get accustomed to this whole thing. This is our work. This is our life. Also, the world is going to advance in this way, and nothing would help it.
Okay.
Women Mark 17.
Dear Rav, how to build correctly in the 10, the measure, the discernment of faith? Should we talk about how far away it is from us and it's very high degree and we're small and egoistic, or is it more beneficial to encourage each other that it's very close to us?
Yeah, the latter. The goal is near, and we can attain it, and we're advancing towards it in order to attain it, to conquer it.
That's it.
So what can we do next? It's PT 24. Who's there?
If I understand correctly, we say that there is a limit to the pleasure that we can receive in this world. The next world, the pleasure in the next world is unlimited. And attainment in this world, it's like you're receiving your kelim,
this world is what I attain right now. And what I attain, in my vessels. And my vessels have a boundary, have a limit. And by that, I limit this degree. That's why this world has limits. The next world is beyond my attainment. Meaning, I did not limit it into with my vessels. I did not. That's why they tell me the next world is without limits. When I advance and I attain the degree of the next world, it will become the degree of this world for me and will also have limits, the limits of my vessels. And then ahead of me, there will be an even higher degree called the degree of the next world. It's always with respect to the person who attains, and it's not something that is without any relationship, any connection to the person we're discussing.
So, still, why do we say that we want to attain the Creator and not believe in the Creator?
Yes, it's the desire of the Creator that we will attain Him, that will reach a state called come and see in all that He prepared for us. The Creator is called come and see, that you need to come and see, meaning to attain. Sight is the highest degree of attainment.
Is that more important for me to ask to want to believe or faith?
No, faith is just the condition for attainment. Faith is the condition for attainment. We need to attain.
French.
Bonjour Rav. Par mes efforts, j'ai atteint le monde à venir. Comment maintenir ce monde stable pour continuer?
Through my exertions, I attain the next world. How to extend these efforts in order to establish this world?
By the force of faith that we acquire it from above, that we receive it in response to how much we make an effort to connect between us. Meaning, we make an effort to connect between us. In accordance to our efforts, we'll receive forces from above that will truly connect us. And in connection between us, we'll reach a state of one vessel. And in it, we will reveal the upper force, the Creator. That's how it works.
Woman Kafkaz. One.
Woman Kafkaz one.
Hello.
Hello.
We have a question. Why? This article specifically, why this article specifically was composed in a meal?
These are 2 degrees. This world is what I feel now. The next world is what I'm yearning to. And when I will refine my vessels, I will reach it. The vessel is called, the contract is called that in our desire there is a part that we cannot correct. Rather, only by this that we identify it and cut it and throw it out. We don't take it into account. But this work that a person needs to do is work of correction. And it precedes all the rest of the corrections in each and every degree. Just like we say about the Patsuf, that first there must be a restriction. First restriction. After the restriction begins already to measure and check what we can do on the intention to bestow. And thus, this is the work. And this action is called a brit, contract. Why? Because after that I decide that I am not working with my will to receive, rather only on the intention to bestow what I will have, then I enter in connection with the Creator. That's what's called a contract. All right?
How is this expressed in the 10?
This, that we are obligated, each one, not to think about oneself, rather only about the friends, only on the connection between us. That's called that we are making a contract between us and the Creator.
Woman 55.
Shalom Rav,
hello Rav, hello friends. A question. Can we rise to the next degree if you hate someone in the world Kli, and how can we fix it, correct it, because we work in the connection inside the 10? Can we go to the next degree if you hate someone in the world Kli, and how can we correct it if we work in connection inside the 10?
Of course, in our entire world, Kli, there are people that I don't, well, I'm not familiar with them so much, maybe just a bit, or maybe they even want to become familiar with them. Maybe I even look down at them. Maybe there are those who even repulse me. Maybe some even hate. Or like this and that. We're going towards correction from a state that we're entirely not corrected. And so, not so bad. Whatever we have, we have. The Creator arranges these things, and He will correct everything. I just need to prepare myself for the path in which I will correct everything. And so, no problem. I hate someone, I hate. I love someone, I love. Everything will work out. The main thing is, don't get too excited about it. Be a bit calmer. In our path, we need a lot of nerves, great patience, and for sure the support of the friends, and then we will reach. Don't worry. The Creator is above all, and He is managing these things. We need in something to be participants with Him. All right?
No. Moscow, Srim, Beseder, woman.
Moscow 20, woman.
Woman, Moscow 20.
Hello, dear Rav. Sometimes there's a feeling of getting drawn into the 10 that I would like to melt inside the friends, but something is not allowing this to happen. It's unclear. What is this? What is this barrier?
It's that you feel sometimes that you very much love the 10 and you want to truly be annulled in it inside the 10 entirely all the way. That comes to you from above, from the Creator. So you need to give thanks to Him in this, that He gives you such a state, and to make an effort not to exit this stage, to request of Him to keep it and keep you in this all the time. And even that, surely you must fall from this, otherwise how will you rise? We need to descend to minus 1 to go up to plus 1, minus 2 to go up to plus 2, otherwise you can't. So if we want to reach 125 degrees, we beforehand need to fall. To fall. And the Zohar writes about it a lot in all sorts of stories. How is it written there? That then he felt that the next degree will be the degree of the end of correction. Who is it speaking there? Rabbi Chia? Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Shimon.
Yes, Rabbi Shimon from the Shuk. That then he felt that he is in a state before the end of correction. That's how it is. Descends and ascends. Descends and ascends.
Rafa, можно еще один вопрос?
No.
Can I ask another question, please? Hello, Rav. In the heart, there's a lot of emotions, and sometimes they're contradicting each other, and it's emotions that replace each one another, hate, love, sometimes together. So what is the work in the heart? How to strengthen the work inside the heart?
Well, that's serious already. In the mind, it's faith. In the heart, it's sensation or attainment. So what we want is to correct the heart. Our mind is just to assist that in order to bring this force of bestowal. And the heart, that is entirely like a rock, by the force of bestowal, we want to turn it into a heart of flesh. That's what we need. So the main thing is to correct the heart, to soften the heart. And here, the matter is only of persistence. Each time, each moment, do not despair. You will see that suddenly you are thrown from all the degrees and all the states, and you are in such thoughts and confusions that you never had before. And now you're in it. It's all normal. And that's how we need 1,000 times the righteous shall fall and rise again. That's it. Turkey 3.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends. A question from 10. What kind of awareness should I be in so that I can happily go through the next condition?
Connection with the 10. As much as you're more connected to them, to the 10, and you're closer to the Creator, and from this you will have forces, and good forces, in a good manner, meaning enjoy. Moscow 6.
I have a question from a friend. My sons have defeated me. Are those the same efforts that we make above rejection?
Yes, correct. That's it. What do we do next?
Rav, would you like to hear the part from Zohar for All that talks about the degree of posterior? And
yes, please. But this state, right?
It's very short. It's some Zohar for All, Bereshit portion. You say it this way. According to the extent of the panim of the degree, so is the extent of its ahoraim. The instilling of the Achoraim is the calling and invitation to instill the Panim.
But although we don't feel that it's a call and an invitation, I went through all sorts of many such states, and such that you're already sure that you're not going to be leaving it anymore, and it's better for you to die or go to some nursing home or something. But it's surely you have nothing more to do here. And surely it's the beginning of the revelation of a higher degree.
This is why, by the measure of the concealment of the achoraim that they attained, they knew the measure of disclosure that they were about to attain. As Rabbi Shimon heard, he was calling him Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon. This means that the instilling of the achoraim, which is a calling, was so strong that he lost all his degrees and became a simple person, Shimon from the market. By that, he recognized that it was a calling and an invitation for very high attainment of panim.
meaning, although he reached almost till the end of correction, and only 1 degree is left for him. He loses everything he had. And he doesn't descend to zero. He descends to minus of 124 degrees in order to rise to 125. Understand what it's talking about? And so we need between us to strengthen the connection and to build such systems of connection, social ones, that a person won't fall. Otherwise, we won't progress. And you can really waste many years, even tens of years. And who knows what will happen? If, without the strengthening from the society, only the connection with the environment, the society, helps a person not to fall. That's it. That's clear, right? What do we do next?
There's the possibility of select excerpts from the sources about Hanukkah, or we can start Peace in the World.
No, Hanukkah. We don't have much time left. Or?
In any
case, let's finish with Hanukkah.
So we'll do a pause for a song? Okay, please.
Ver mis hojas caer y tu primavera es mi florecer. Tu guerra es mi guerra también y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli yareach mane gam lecha veli haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mí una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos. Todos juntos.